let's see, a lump on your arm with a big core in it, you call that a what?
Well, that's the most call that a rising.
A rising?
Yeah, that's what it types like that.
You got a name for it?
A boil, a rising, these words.
Like that. Now, when a boil opens, the stuff that comes out is the...
It's pus, right?
Any other names for it?
No, I don't know. Pus, and I believe that's about all. Okay. Rupture and something like that all mean the same thing.
A bee stung me in my hand.
Swell.
Okay. It's still pretty badly.
Yeah, swell.
Okay. Now, when you get a blister, the liquid that forms, when is the best time to open a blister?
Well, I don't know what blister is called, the heart condition. And the old blister that way is, well, I don't know, I don't know too much about that.
What do you drain from a blister?
A blister come, but you know, maybe you can rub some portion of your body, get rubbed on something, make a blister, you see. Or get burnt. You can get burnt and make a blister. You can get scarred and make a blister.
I see. And the stuff in the blister, you call that the what?
Yeah, well, if you used to be in a blister, it would be water.
In a wound, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say, I mean in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a...
That's a wound to that.
Okay. And a kind of a skinless growth that you might have to burn out of there or the flesh won't heal, that's what?
Well, that's, I don't know, that's kind of a tedious thing there though.
But kind of a white, grainy substance that would form around the edge of the wound.
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear of...
What?
You ever hear of...
Proud Fresh.
Yeah, you ever hear of that?
Proud Fresh, yeah. I knew how, but I just can't recollect them, but that's what it is, you see.
Okay. Now, if you got a little cut on your finger, you might put what in it to get it clean? Kind of a brown liquid? Stings,
Io. See, I can't, it's something, I mean.
It's got a little bottle with a cross skull and crossbones on it, maybe.
Yeah, it's a, some kind of, you mean turpentine?
No, you got a little cut, so you might get a little dropper and put some
Well, I mean some,
what would you call it, ivy?
I forget, I just what it's called. But anyway, it's iodine.
Okay. Now, did folks get malaria around here? What would you give for malaria?
Well, malaria is the temperature, and you take aspirin, Allison, and
for malaria, you might give them quite.
Malaria. There you go. You can give them malaria for 3 6s. That's good for malaria too.
Quinine,
and 3 6s, okay. Stuff like that. That's good for malaria.
Now, you might say he's been dead a week, but nobody's figured out
what he died from.
Okay. Alright. Any crude way of saying somebody died, you might say, I'm glad for that old skin fit finally.
Well, you mean, I don't know.
You talk about somebody passing away.
Mm-hmm.
You might say, I'm glad that old skin flint finally hit what?
Well, you mean glad cause he died or something like that?
Yeah. What would you say? Any words?
What? Kick the bucket.
Would you say that?
No, I don't use a word like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's what, yeah, that you take a inmate, yeah, that's what they call it, yeah.